Welcome to a new edition of our Diocesan podcast, Big City Catholics, with Bishop Robert Brennan, the Diocesan Bishop of Brooklyn, serving Brooklyn and Queens, and myself, Father Christopher Henu. And this Holy Week special edition, we take a listen into Bishop Brennan's homily at this year's Chrism Mass, which took place on Tuesday, March 31st, 2026, at the Co-Cathedral of St. Joseph in downtown Brooklyn. Let's take a listen.
Welcome home, one and all. Whenever you're in this Co-Cathedral or at St. James Cathedral, you are home. And when the family is all together, it's especially home. Thank you for coming out today. And I join with Bishop DiMarzio and all the other bishops in expressing our deep appreciation and tremendous joy at seeing all of you. Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. The confirmation season started a little early this year. For me, it was about a week and a half ago. It's always nice to have the chance to greet the young people beforehand and to hear a little bit from them. Now, in one particular parish, the candidates were asked also to write an essay explaining, one, why they wish to be confirmed, two, how they have been prepared, and three, how might the experience of the Holy Spirit impact their lives? While all the essays were terrific, and I mean that, there were a few that really stood out. Indulge me while I read to you the beginning of one of the essays. There are many reasons why I want to receive the sacrament of confirmation. But the main reason is that at this point, I can't imagine my life without God. The writer continues with an amazing testimony, talks about concrete examples of where he needed that power of God in his life. But isn't that something from a 13 or 14-year-old? I can't imagine my life without God. In the gospel just proclaimed, Jesus stands before the crowd in the synagogue, back in his hometown, bringing the good news to the poor and the afflicted. He tells them that they need not imagine their lives without God because God is standing right there before them in the flesh. God emptied himself so that they would never have to imagine their life without God. Jesus lives, and we are loved. This scripture passage is fulfilled in their hearing. You know, it was just a year ago, shortly after we were gathered here for the Chrism Mass, that God called our beloved Pope Francis home. It wasn't even a week later. While we mourned his death, the election of Pope Leo brought about a new excitement, initiating a new era in the church. A little bit of extra excitement for us here in the United States. At his inaugural Mass, the new Holy Father drew upon the image of the calling of Simon Peter and his brother Andrew, to be, like Jesus, fishers of men, to cast their nets again and again, to bring the hope of the gospel into the waters of the world, to sail the seas of life so that all might experience God's embrace. Pope Leo asked then, so how can Peter carry out this task? The gospel tells us that this is only possible because his life was touched by the infinite and unconditional love of God, even in the hour of his failure and denial. Friends, while this image speaks powerfully to us all, to all of us gathered here, I'm going to ask you please to permit me to speak directly to the priest. It has applications for all of us and for all the ways that we're called to serve the Lord and to serve His church. But I want to speak to the priest. Today, we're going to renew our promises very shortly. Promises of our ordination as priest. Let me ask you something. Why did you want to be a priest? How did you experience God's call? When did Jesus step into the boat of your life and take over? How did you realize that your life was touched by the infinite and unconditional love of God? Through some of our Project Andrew vocation events, I've had the privilege over the years of hearing some of your personal stories. Very inspiring. So brothers, today, as we renew these promises, and on Thursday, as we will celebrate the institution of the priesthood and the Eucharist at the evening mass of the Lord's Supper, the church asks us, remember your first love. Brothers, remember your first love. Let the Lord speak to you again today. Let Him stir into flame the grace of your ordination. Yes, your life was indeed touched by the infinite and unconditional love of God. Remember your first love. With that in mind, St. Paul writes in his second letter to the Corinthians, the love of Christ impels us, does it not? Jesus asks us to cast our nets again and again to bring the hope of the gospel into the world so that those whom we serve might experience God's embrace. So many are longing to experience God's embrace. Please know, brothers, how much your people appreciate your steadfast and generous ministry, the gift of your life, your humble, loving service, your integrity, your humility, your love for God and for them. I appreciate it. You are priests to me. The church appreciates it. To all gathered here, and to all who join us by way of Net TV or by live stream, the whole Church of Brooklyn, serving here in Brooklyn and Queens, your Lord stands in our hearing through His church and through the sacraments. We need not imagine life without God. Today, I will bless the oils which we will use for the sacramental life of the church. Pay attention to those prayers. Listen to them. Let them remind you of the Lord's great desire to work in and through you. Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in our hearing. And now, the Spirit of the Lord rests upon you. Through baptism and confirmation, we are all anointed and sent to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted. As I'm fond of saying, God is doing amazing things in Brooklyn and Queens. So let me go back to my young friend, the young theologian. There are many reasons, he says, remember, why I want to receive the sacrament of confirmation, but the main reason is that at this point, I can't imagine my life without God. He goes on, I know that this may come as a surprise to my teachers as well as to my pastors, because, well, sometimes I talk too much to my friends and I don't always listen in class. But I have listened at least 95% of the time. I think that's a bit generous to you. And to tell you the truth, God has spoken loud and clear 100% of the time. Friends, to him who loves us and freed us of our sins by his blood, who has made us into a kingdom of priests for God, our Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
As we release this podcast on this Holy Friday, please know of our continued prayers for you and for your families as we enter into these sacred days of our faith. We wish you and your families a very blessed Easter and hope that you'll join us again next week to listen in to Bishop Brennan's Easter message to the faithful of the diocese. God bless.